Blog Talk Radio.
We will bless the Lord at all times. We will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in our mouth. God's praise shall continually be in our mouth. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father God, to give you a mighty hug, Father God, coming with attitude of gratitude, coming with a grateful heart, coming rejoicing in the God of our salvation. Father, we thank you that we come because you've commanded us to come. You have enabled us to come. Father God, we come in you. We come with you. Father, we come for you. Father God, we stand because of you. We are nothing without you. We can't do nothing without you. Father God, we exist because of you. Father God, everything is about you. Father, everything is about you from the beginning to the end, all in the middle. Father God, everything is about you. Our creations is about you, Father God, our family, the things that you have given us, Father God, everything is about you. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you for the experience. Father God, wherever we come short, we confess our sins before you, Father, and we just ask that you would just help us. Just help us, Father God, this day, Father God, to be pleasing, that our lives will be pleasing in your sight as we lean not to our own understanding. But Father God, we definitely acknowledge you in all of our ways. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over, over, and over, and over again. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day any way you want it to go. Father, we know that you're in our best interest. And so, Father God, hallelujah, we accept whatever you allow. We accept whatever you allow. Father, we ask that you will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract come up against us, Father God, that the devil would love to manifest, Father God. And we say thank you for handling that for us, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father. Thank you that we're still moving forward. We're still moving forward in destiny, still moving forward in purpose, still moving forward. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this holiday weekend, Father God, a holiday weekend, Father God, where that you brought us. You brought us, Father God, and we want to say thank you for it. Thank you. Now, Father, thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Bless our services on today, wherein you and you alone will be glorified. You and you alone will be magnified. You and you alone, Father, will be praised. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done, and earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. To you, to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as the Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day. Wow. Wow, thanks. Amen. Glory be to God. 6 months down. So y'all believe it? TGIF. Today God is first. Amen. And we come seeking first his kingdom. Amen. And all of his glory. Amen. Another day. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are rejoicing. Amen. Hallelujah. Outrunning COVID-19. Amen. Glory be to God. With a vaccine or without a vaccine, amen, glory be to God, we're still standing in the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. And so we bless the Lord, amen. We want to welcome all of our first-timers listening across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you for sharing with us this morning. Thank you for visiting. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you come on back and come on back and come on back, amen. We meet here 7 days a week. Amen. Giving God praise, giving God glory, and giving God honor. We want to thank God for humble beginnings. We want to thank God, amen, for humble beginnings. Amen. We want to thank God for bringing us through the week. We pray that everyone's excited. Amen. Glory be to God. We know that, amen, in this ministry, we just have a bunch of troopers. Amen. Just God loving, God chasing people. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our Friday night prayer last night. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We weren't sure how that was going to turn out, but God showed up and showed us all off like he always do. Amen. When we acknowledge him. Amen. And so we want to bless be the name of the Lord. And here we are back again. Amen. Just a few hours later. Amen. We are here. Amen. Giving God praise, giving God glory, and giving God honor. Amen. So we want to thank God, thank God, thank God, amen, for his love, his grace, his mercies, and his provisions. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. I was able to reconnect, amen, to some of our partners that we haven't heard from in a while. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to thank God that they're okay. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to give God praise. Amen. Give God the praise. All right, all right, all right. So as we sort of wrap it up, as we sort of wrap it up, amen, glory be to God this week, amen, we just want to, Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. I want to give my middle daughter, Erica, a shout out today. Amen. For her birthday. Amen. Erica's birthday is today. And we want to thank God. I don't think how old. I had to ask somebody myself how old was Erica. I got to do the math. I think they told me she's 32. Amen. And she is the middle daughter. Amen. And she's the only one that's not married yet. Amen. But you notice I said the word yet. Amen. And still does not have any children yet. Amen. Thank God she's doing everything in the proper order. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, amen, it's a blessing when you hold out and you wait on God. Amen. So we want to give our minister, Erica Bradford, amen, a shout out on this her special day. Amen. In Jesus' name. And so we want to thank God. All right, saints, amen. So we've been encouraging you, amen, through the working of the Holy Spirit all this week, amen, looking at the work of the Holy Spirit, amen, through different lenses, amen, and encouraging us that when we walk close to God, amen, whenever we ask God for wisdom, God will give it to us. When we need answers, God will give it to us, amen. His only one condition is that we walk close alongside him, and that's not too much to ask for, amen. And we already clarified that you might not like what he said. You might not like it. Glory be to God. And don't get God to change his mind, say. Don't get God to change his mind, because he is in our best interest. Amen. And so just trust him and just believe him. Now, we know that we have been incorporating our spiritual warfare training with our Bible studies over the last few weeks. Amen. And today we sort of want to incorporate it with our message today, because we will be going back strictly to our spiritual warfare training. But in the meantime, we do what we can do. Amen. And the word of God is the word of God is the word of God. Amen. And so we bless God. Amen. All right. All right. All right. So today, beloved, amen, I want to encourage your heart. Amen. encouraging you, amen, to keep on fighting. Amen. Sometimes, you know, we get a little tired. We get a little tired and we want to, you know, sit back, lay back. Glory be to God. Let somebody else, do it. You know what I mean? Let somebody else pray. Let somebody else serve. Let somebody, you know what I mean? We how we get sometimes. And then sometimes we stay there a little bit too long because we done been on water other person out, water other person out. Glory be to God. And we just want to sit back, beloved. But I want to encourage your heart today, amen, that each of us as born-again believers, amen, as disciples, amen, we have a mandate, amen. Glory be to God. And God has given us a mandate, amen. And our aim should be to please the Lord, beloved. Amen. As we said earlier this week, it's the only thing that really matters. It's the only thing that really matters. I mean, you can live to be 100 years old. I mean, and, you know, and that's nothing. That's nothing. I mean, you can live to be 100 years old. You can have the best of everything. And I mean, you know what I mean? Live the good life, you know, as far as you consider good. You know what I mean? Accumulate a whole lot. But, beloved, the bottom line is, don't none of that matter. Don't none of that matter. You know, it's only what we do for Christ. Only what we do for Christ. You did it, but why did you do it? And this is why Jesus said, amen, in his word, not everyone who said unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into my kingdom. See, and then you're going to have those, you know, people trying to, you know, negotiate with God, but God did not feed the hungry. God did not, you know, do this and do that. You know what I mean? But see, the thing is this, beloved, and yes, you did do it. See, but you did the will of God, but you didn't do it for the glory of God. It is the will of God that you feed the poor. It's the will of God that you give. It's the will of God. But see, you didn't do it for the glory of God. You did it so you can blow your horn. Hey, let me tell you what I did. Yeah, so-and-so didn't have no rent money. And, you know, and I went over there and, you know, yeah, and I helped them out on their rent. And they ain't had no food. And, yeah, let me tell you what I did. And so you want to blow your own horn, toot your own horn. You want your own brownie points, and you want everybody calling your name up in church, and come on up here in the front, and no, then you get offended when they don't recognize your service. You want to know why? Because you didn't do that for God's glory. That was all about you. That was all about you. And that's why Jesus said, depart from me, your work was of iniquity, depart. See, we have to, beloved, do the will of God for the glory of God. And that is a humility. That is submission. See, that's when the pride is gone. That's when, you know what, you want to know when you know you got there? When you don't care who gets the glory. When you don't care who gets the credit as long as God gets the glory. See? You keep on giving. You keep on serving. Is God getting the glory out of this? Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. But they didn't call your name. They ain't got to call my name. My name don't have to be on the program. If it's on the program, thank you, Lord. Okay, we'll make it work. If it ain't on the program, long as I know that my name is on God's program in heaven. Long as I know that God sees my heart, God sees my intention, I don't have to do everything up front. Glory be to God. I'm doing this. If you want to tell somebody I did it, that's your business. But let me tell you, you don't have to tell nobody to satisfy me. You don't have to mention my name that I did anything. Why? Because it's the will of God for the glory of God. And, beloved, that's the only thing that matter. That's the only thing that matter. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. So what we have to do is examine our motives, examine our hearts, and then ask God to help us. Oh, God will put his finger on it if you ask him. If you really want to know. Look, I'm going to tell you the truth. Heaven is so beautiful. But Paul said this. Paul said, look, I'm down here. And we know Paul did a wonderful work for God. Paul's work was so magnificent. We're still reading Paul's writings today, 2,000 years later. Paul was sold out, right, wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. But Paul said, you know, when I'm down here, yeah, and I'm doing this for the Lord. But he said, you know what? He said, look, I don't know. I think I'm ready to go to heaven right now. I think I want to go to heaven right now to be with my dad. See? And how beautiful it's going to be. No more, you know, news. Amen. No more killing up our young people in the streets. No more drugs. No more COVID. And no more cancer and disease. Come on now. No more fear and home invasions. No more of that, huh? No more of that. They ain't got to worry about the air you're going to be breathing in, ozone layer and all that. Come on now, and oil and trash in your water. And he said, he's not ready to go. He said, but for right now, he said, it's more beneficial for me to serve on this level. But he said, when it's all over, when it's all over, amen, theologians teach, amen, that they decapitated Paul. They just took his head off. Well, let me tell you something. Paul ain't feel that. Paul, I don't know what they used, but Paul didn't feel it. The theologians say that Peter said when they crucified Peter, they crucified Peter upside down. Peter said he wasn't worthy to be crucified upside right side up because that's how Jesus died. He said, I'm not worthy to die the same way my master died. He said, burn. He said, kill me upside down. You know what? Don't make no difference. Some of our warriors, beloved, amen, they were thrown into lions. The lions ate up, amen, some of our early Christians, glory be to God. I mean, look, you think what you're going through is terrible? I mean, they died horrendous deaths, and they didn't even care. They didn't care. You want to know why they didn't care? Because number one, they knew they wasn't going to feel it. Because Jesus said he already took the sting out of death. They saw the axe coming, the lion coming, whatever they used. And they saw it coming. And next thing they knew, they was looking at Jesus. One moment, they was looking at the axe coming down on their head. And the next moment, the next second, they was looking in Jesus' face. Ah, my God, Jesus. And that's where they are right now. And that's where they'll be for eternity. Do you want to go? Do you want to go? Glory be to God. I thank God for the gift of life. I thank God. I love my family. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I love the work that the Lord has called me to do. Amen. Glory be to God. Life is a gift. But saints, let me tell you something. The more you know Jesus, the more you look forward to it. The Lord, whenever you're ready, you know you got to go anyhow. You know you got to go anyhow. Lord, whenever you're ready, I look forward to it. Amen. And to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Saints, we got to live like we're going to live again. And this other little stuff, amen, that we are allowing to interfere with us, it ain't even worth it. As we taught earlier this week, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday, how we need to hate sin, sin in our own lives, sin in this sin, period, because it ain't worth it. It ain't even worth it. I ain't losing my eternal spot for you. I ain't dropping out for you. We already taught on that in our Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we teach on eternal security. Okay. So, all right. Can a person lose their salvation? No, a person cannot lose their salvation if they are saved. However, a person that turned their back on Jesus can lose their salvation because that means you're no longer saved. The crazy part is some people out here teach eternal salvation to the point if you give your life to Christ and then you turn from that, you turn from Jesus, you turn from the cross, you still say, well, that don't even make sense. That don't even make sense. You no longer have faith in God, faith in his word. That don't even make sense. And guess what? God don't want nobody in heaven that don't want to be there. I don't know about y'all. Amen. I know where I'm going. Amen. And anybody else, amen, that want to go, come on, let us keep walking together. Let us keep walking together, and it's worth it. It's worth the trials. It's worth the tears. Whatever light afflictions we have to endure, because we all have light afflictions, it's worth the more eternal weight and glory. Because, baby, when you see Jesus, amen, when I see Jesus, amen. All of my trials, all of my sufferings, all of my struggles will be over when I see Jesus. Amen. So, beloved, amen. In order for us, amen, to guarantee our victory, amen, the Lord encourages us in his word through the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 6, verse number 12. And he tells us to fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Now, beloved, amen, you talk to some Christians only because they have been mistaught, okay? They're not studying to show themselves approved, okay? They, you know what I mean? They're just not studying the word to know, amen, and then they just believe anything that somebody tells them without checking it out for themselves, see? And many believers have the misconception that walking by faith means that they should be able to effortlessly glide all the way to God's destination for their lives with no hiccups or struggles along the way. And you have some people that believe that once you're born again, and they used to say that when I was growing up, well, the mothers didn't know, you know, God bless the mothers, you know what I mean, the patriarch, the matriarch, all your troubles is over. Well, in one sense, all your troubles are over. In the spiritual, in the natural, baby, your troubles have just begun. Now, let's just tell the truth. And that's why so many people give up, because, you know, they told me all my troubles was going to be over. And that's why I gave my life to Christ. Then they gave their life to Christ, and then their troubles doubled up. glory be to God. And then they drop out. They drop out because they had the wrong mindset. See, because, beloved, the truth of the matter is the Bible teaches quite the opposite. And we read in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 12. And in that verse, the Apostle Paul wrote the words, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. And according to this verse, beloved, the path of faith often requires a fight to see it through to completion. The word fight, beloved, refers to a struggle, a fight, a great exertion, great effort. This word fight in the Greek is where we get the word agony, a word often used in the New Testament to convey the idea of anguish, pain, distress, and conflict. Thank you, Jesus. The word itself, beloved, comes from the word, amen, agon, A-G-O-N, which is the word that depicted the athletic conflicts and the competitions that was famous in the ancient world. See, nowadays we watch boxing and, you know what I mean, and football and baseball and basketball, and, you know, but back then, beloved, amen, it was, amen, they was in the wrestling match, glory be to God.
they was in those competitions and when they would be in the stadiums. Y'all know, y'all see, amen, how they used to entertain, amen, back then. Oh, that was vicious. That was vicious, beloved. To see, at least in our sports today, I mean, they're not really going after to kill one another. But back then, well, it was vicious. I mean, they didn't know the winner left the ring. Somebody was going to be buried. And then you got a whole stadium, thousands worth of people, amen, cheering on, amen, and knowing that somebody was going to be buried. And that's something vicious. And this is what this word that Paul uses when he uses fight. Amen. This is the definition of this: anguish, pain, distress, and conflict. See, it's the word that pictures wrestlers in a wrestling match, with each wrestler struggling with all his might to overcome his opponent. See? In an effort to hurl him to the ground and a fight to the finish, because somebody was going to win and somebody was going to lose. See, this word here that Paul uses, fight, amen, somebody was going to win and somebody was going to lose. And ain't nobody going home until this happens. And this is the word that Paul uses here. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Because somebody going to win and somebody going to lose. And it's not God's will for you to lose. He's already called you more than a conqueror. He's already encouraged us that we can do all things through Christ. It's not God's will for you to lose, but you notice that God didn't say sit back. It's not God's will for you to lose, but you notice how God has put a mandate on you, on your faith, for you to do something. Well, I'm going to win anyhow. No, you not. See? Yeah. You won when Jesus died on the cross, but it ain't manifested in your life, is it? It ain't manifested. No, it ain't manifested. Why? You ain't, because you still got to do something. Beloved, we walk by faith and not by sight. Our Christian journey from beginning to end is a faith walk. Glory be to God. The very fact that Paul used this word, beloved, a word that was very well known in the world of his time, alerts us empathetically that when we step out to do something by faith, it often pushes us into a previously unknown fight. You in a fight, and some of you don't even know it yet. You're still trying to figure out what's going on. Baby, you in a fight. Huh? When we step out on faith to do the will of God, when we step out on faith to serve God, to please God, beloved, it throws us into some type of agony. It throws us into some type of conflict, some type of pain, some type of distress, some type of struggle. We were thrown into it. Well, I didn't do nothing, Pastor. I know you didn't, but you did. Because you made a decision that you was going to walk by faith and serve the Lord. So you did something. You stepped right into the wrestling match. You didn't even know you was up. You stepped right into the wrestling match. Beloved, it isn't that God wants us to struggle. But instead, this is a fight, beloved, that results from these five things. This is why we're in a fight. So if you miss it, you're going to have to come back and hear the replay. Number one, beloved, we are in a fight because the flesh resists the will of God. Your spirit might say yes, but your flesh is still saying no. And, beloved, you got to remember, every place you go, your flesh go with you. Your flesh don't say, all right, I'll sit here till you get back. You think your flesh is volunteering to do the will of God? Glory be to God. Hey, look, it's hard to, look, some of us struggling to pick up our phone at 6 o'clock. So you know how it is when the church doors are open, and now that the church doors are opening back up, huh? I don't know if I'm going today. I don't know. I'm a pray from. The flesh don't want to do the will of God. And we can talk about that for the whole sermon. All right. Talk about the works of the flesh. Number two, beloved, the mind that struggles to understand what God has told us to do. Your mind don't understand it. That's why you're struggling. You're trying to make sense of it. It don't make sense. See? Because God gave you an instruction. And it just, God, why would you tell me to do that? It can't be God. So your mind, your intellect is trying to figure out the will of God, and that's why you're struggling. Baby, you can't figure God out. If you could figure God out, he would cease from being God. Let me tell you something, the beloved. This is how most of the time you're going to know that it's God speaking to you, because 99.9% of the time, God's instructions don't make sense to your intellect. God, how you going to tell me to give when I need? How you going to tell me to bless somebody else and I need a blessing? Huh? Glory be to God. How you going to tell me to walk around a wall 7 times? I mean, come on, God. My feet hurt. Walk around a wall got me looking stupid. Come on, y'all. It don't make sense. How you going to tell me to love my enemies? Huh? Number three, beloved, circumstances that seem to stand in the way. These are all the reasons why you got to fight the good fight of faith. Because you best believe you're going to have a circumstance. Your bank book going to say, hey, you ain't fighting nothing over here. There ain't another fight. Huh? Your doctor's report. Oh, it's going to be some circumstances. Your landlord, your mortgage holder. Huh? Oh, it's going to be some circumstances. COVID-19, the unemployment rate, and the list goes on and on and on. Your circumstances. Saying, ain't no way, Jose. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. You wasting your time. Doctors already gave him 30 days. You're wasting your time. The circumstance. No, your children, they out there now. They out there. They ain't coming back. They ain't coming back. Baby, forget about that. And they ain't, look, they ain't, just get ready. Make sure you got an insurance policy for them. No, you're going to bury them. No, they ain't coming safe. They don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Just the circumstances always reveal the opposite. That's why you need faith. Faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, that it'll be so because God said so. Baby, that's faith. When you don't see no way. Huh? Ain't no way I can love you. Nigga, please. Y'all know I used the word nigga, not a color. Amen. It's an attitude. Y'all know when we was coming up, nigga, please. Ain't no way I can, Glory be to God. Faith, beloved. We have to fight the good fight of faith. What's the fourth reason that we have to fight the good fight of faith, Pastor? Amen. Who oppose us? Oh, really? Oh, you really think you ain't got no enemies? Or you think everybody just love you? No, huh? Oh, really? You see how naive we are? Now, anytime everybody didn't love Jesus, how you think everybody love you? Anytime Jesus Christ himself, born of the Virgin Mary, from the bosom of the Father, conceived by the Holy Spirit, didn't have no bad blood in him, glory be to God, hallelujah. He didn't have to do the prayer, the sinner's prayer, glory be to God, hallelujah, because he was the answer. Covenant. Now, anytime he people opposed him, beloved, there's some scriptures in there where they was going to kill Jesus before time. They had made up their mind in the mob that we're going to kill him right now. We're going to throw him over the cliff, the Bible said. And they turned around and looked for Jesus, and Jesus had walked right through the crowd, and they didn't see him move. And God will cover you, too, with divine protection. God will cover you, too. Your enemies be looking for you. Amen. They got all this conspiracy. They already made up their mind. They taking you out. They turn around and look for you and can't find you. They didn't even see you walk by. But, beloved, but we have to walk the good fight of faith, fight the good fight of faith, because people will oppose us. See, beloved, that's why it's never the individual, it's the spirit behind the individual. Satan entered into Judas. And that's why he was used, amen, against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to betray him. It's never the people, it's the spirit, amen, that's influencing those people. And some people just plain are weak. Some people are ignorant. Some people don't care. Some people don't even think about it. Some people don't even realize they're being used to oppose you. So this is why we need to fight the good fight of faith. And the last point that I'm going to bring up today, beloved, amen, and there's many more, amen, I'll just share these with you so you don't put you on overload, because we got to digest this before we can move on. The last one, beloved, which is the most obvious one, is the devil himself, who throws his weight against each step we take in faith. Every time you take a step of faith, the devil take one against you. Every time you take a step of faith, and you know what, I'm going to do this thing, God, I'm going to walk in faith, I'm going to please the Lord, I'm going to do it the Lord's way, not my will, God, your will, blah, 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 we make up our mind, God, I don't know where you're taking me, I say yes, I don't know what you're doing, I say yes, I don't know how to do this, I say yes to your will, I say yes to your way, and you start taking them little baby steps in faith, and every time you take a baby step, here comes Satan, he's taking a step too. Matter of fact, Satan's stepping with you. Devil, move out of my way. Okay. And he leaves for a season and he comes back. But level, we're not going to live in this world without Satan's the prince of this world. You won't have to learn how to deal with him until you ain't going to have to deal with him no more. And that's when God take you home. Well, that's just buying Satan. No way. Well, for how long? For how long? Huh? He's coming back. He's the prince of the air. See? So, really. All right. So you're at point A. God is calling you to point Z. You really think you're moving from A to Z without any satanic interference? Now, let's just be real. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you fast. You really think you're just going to glide right on in. Here we go. Nah. If it didn't happen for Jesus, it's not going to happen for you. Well, I'm just going to let God handle. I'm going to let God be God. Yeah, let God be God. But God is calling for you to do something too in order for you to experience victory. He says, fight. God, you really, if you don't fight, if you don't learn how to fight, you're going to lose. I'm just not a fighter. I'm just a peacemaker. I don't like fighting. You better take that up with God. Fight. Fight like your life depends on it, because guess what? It does. You got to fight the good fight of faith, because Satan is fighting to get to you. He said, I'm going to get to him. He said, look, all right, look, we're going to get to him through a family member, through a friend. Let's get to him through their finances. Let's get to him through their health. Let's get to him. Come on now. Look, come on. There got to be an opening somewhere. Let's try this. Try that. Try this. And that rascal will never stop. We don't have to be afraid of him. Just fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Keep your armor on. Everybody knows the armor. Ephesians chapter 6, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, praying always in the spirit. Keep your shield. Come on now. Fight. Pick up that sword and cut that rascal up. Glory. The word of God is a two-edged sword. It'll cut you going in, cut you going out. I was talking with someone, amen, last week, and we was talking about just lifting up the Lord, amen, and she made a statement. I said, ooh, yeah. She said the devil will bring you the word. Ooh, I said, ooh, that's strong and it's true. That's strong and it's true. Glory be to the living God. I was sharing with you guys yesterday, amen, about, amen, my grandsons, amen, glory be to God, and part of that conversation that we had on day before yesterday, amen, glory be to God, amen, and we was talking about homosexuality because I wanted to get it in there, amen, while they was young. I was looking for the opportunity finally came up, amen, glory be to God, and we talked about that. And then, so they said that they know that it's wrong, and they know why it's wrong, amen, because they said it's in the Bible, and this is what God said, all right, so that's their basis, so the only one thing they're missing now is the power, see, because you can know something is in the Word, but if you ain't got the power, you can know it's wrong to do this, but you ain't got the power to say. See, the kingdom of God is in power. Baby, you got to fight the good fight of faith in the power. Glory be to God. We already learned on Wednesday night, well, already been confirmed, amen, that you already anointed. Beloved, as I wrap up on this morning, the point you must see is that Paul recognized when we step out in faith, we don't just effortlessly glide to the destination that God is directing us towards. Paul is reminding us, encouraging us, for us to be aware, beloved, that we must fight the good fight of faith to reach the victorious position that allows us to one day hear those cherished words, well done, from our commander-in-chief. Beloved, if you don't fight, you ain't going to hear it because you ain't going to win. Well, God just gonna glide me into heaven. No, God just not gonna glide you into heaven. God said, fight. Why do you think that God took time, amen, to put the word? You think God didn't have nothing else to do? Yo, Paul, put that in the Bible. Tell them to fight the good fight of faith. You think God didn't have nothing else to do? Why would God tell us to fight the good fight of faith if a good fight wasn't necessary? As I opened up this morning, I didn't even know God was going to take us this way. Beloved, if you want to hear those words from our commander-in-chief one day, well done, my good and faithful servant, glory be to God, you must learn how to fight. Paul urges us to give this fight our best effort. Give it your best shot. Fight. Look, if somebody had kidnapped one of your children or somebody took something that was real precious to you, glory be to God, and you had an opportunity, glory be to God, to get back at that rascal. That person standing there with your child, standing there and kidnapped your child, all right, holding your child, and you had an opportunity to go in and rescue your child, let me tell you something. You wouldn't even know where the strength came from. Baby, you would enter into that room and you would cut that mother up. You wouldn't care about no jail time or nothing else. All you know is you going in there and you going to get your baby back. All you know is you going in this room right now and you don't care how big the person is. You don't care how threatening. You don't care, you don't care how many guns. All you know, you had an opportunity. You going in there and you going to get it back. But that's the mindset, that fighting mentality that you have to keep, amen, in the Lord's kingdom. I win because God said it. It's mine because God said it. I can have it because God said it. I'm fighting for it because I already know I can't lose. Ah, my God, Jesus. Give it your best effort, say. He tells us to fight the good fight of faith. The word good, beloved, amen, denotes something exceptional. The word good denotes something of the highest quality, outstanding, superb. In the context of a fight, beloved, it pictures one who has been given his best effort to the struggle in which he is engaged. He is one who is doing a first rate, a first class job of resisting his opponents. Then Paul repeated the word fight a second time. He could have just said fight, this fight, good. Just do this fight good. No, Paul used the word fight twice. He said fight the good fight of faith. He wrote, beloved, amen, the second usage of the word fight, see, it's the same definition of the first word of fight. The same word he used to refer to fight in the first verse, beloved. It conveys the idea of one who was given his complete consecration, complete to the conflict, and is totally focused on engaging the conflict at hand and achieving victory, regardless how long it takes or how much agonizing effort is required. It is a picture of total commitment to victory. Total, somebody need to write that down this morning. Total commitment to victory. Beloved, God never loses. Now, if the Spirit of God is living inside of you and you're fighting a good fight of faith, you never lose either. You win when it looks like you're losing, when you're fighting a good fight of faith, when you're giving it your best effort. And, beloved, this is a far cry from simply gliding to God's destination for your life with no hiccups or no headaches along the way. As Paul told us in this verse, beloved, anything that is done by faith, and y'all hear me now, you hear me, because we got to wake you up off your cloud nine, glory be to God, come on now, we got to deal with the realities here, the realities of God's word. They just take God's word for what God's word says. Stop trying to make God's word say something else. Paul is telling us, beloved, that anything that is done by faith will require a fight of some sort in order to win. It's going to require a fight. And this, you got so many of God's children, every time, amen, if they see it's time to fight, they back up. They quit. They surrender to the devil. They let the devil handcuff them. They let the devil take them in as a prisoner. Huh? And you know what they do to prisoners. Huh? No. No. We declare war. David said, look. Davidson told Goliath, he said, you coming to me with a spear and a sword. He said, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. Say, that's the attitude we need. Satan, come with your best shot. Well, you all have to be afraid to tell the devil to come with his best shot because he got to come under the blood to get to you. Why are you scared of him? when God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That rascal got to come under the blood. See? But now we want to come from under God's divine protection. Amen. We just want to take Psalms 91 out the Bible. And we're going to do this thing our own way. It won't work. No. When you walk out of faith, it won't work. Because the just shall live by faith. So the question is this. So if you're not living by faith, what you living by? The question is, can you live? So, beloved, let me say this to encourage your heart on this morning. If you are experiencing a struggle along the path to your personal victory, if you've been fighting off some very real mental or spiritual assaults along the way, don't be taken off guard or by surprise. We've been teaching about the Holy Spirit. Here, beloved, the Holy Spirit warned in advance. The Holy Spirit has warned us in advance, beloved, through the Apostle Paul, that you must commit yourself to giving the pursuit of God's will for your life, your very best effort, and to doing whatever is necessary to finish the goal set before you. Somebody write this down this morning. By any means necessary. How you going to win this one, Pastor? By any means necessary. Because the Holy Spirit going to show me. The violent take it by force. Baby, sometimes, God just a peace. Yeah, God's a peacemaker. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you got to get radical. Didn't Jesus get radical? Jesus went in there and threw all their behinds out the temple. We're raising up a nation of successful and radical believers. God's not raising no chumps. Man up. It takes a real man or woman to be a Christian, baby. You stand up and say, I'm fighting in the name of the Lord. All I'm doing is using my faith. God got the battle, amen, but I got to give God something to work with. Fight the good fight of faith, beloved. God is calling upon you to stand up and fight. Give your consecrated effort to stand firm. For what you believe, stand after you've done all you can. After you've done all you can. After you've done all you can, you just stand. After you've given it your best effort. Fight in a manner that is noble, beloved. Fight in a manner that is admirable. Fight in a manner that is worthy of the reward that awaits you. And remember this. And remember this. And this is going to really help somebody today. The greater reward usually requires a greater fight. You're in an intense fight, baby, because you're about to get a humongous reward. The greater reward usually requires a greater fight. Keep this in mind as you press forward to be first class in your determination to overcome every obstacle. Write the word every down, every obstacle and resistance along the way. How long do I stay in the fight, Pastor? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because you stay in the fight until you can shout, the fight is finished and the victory is obtained. Ah, hallelujah. The fight is finished and the victory is obtained. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we admit that we are in a fight. Father, we need grace and strength to stay in this match and finish it to completion. We didn't realize how much will be required of us, but we are determined and committed to keep up the good fight of faith until we can say the fight is finished and victory is accomplished. Holy Spirit, we ask you to fill us with a fresh supply of your power, a fresh supply of your strength, and a fresh supply of your resolve, a supernatural level of commitment so we can stay in the fight till our assignment is fulfilled. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen, hallelujah. And God's word will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. We want to thank God for a lovely week. Amen. We want to thank God for all of the prayer warriors who have served at the altar this week. Our minister Estelle, our evangelist Nancy, our minister Tanya, glory be to God, our elder Valerie, glory be to God, amen, our deaconess Hattie, amen, our minister Joanne, amen, and our minister Olivia. Amen. Thank all of you for serving as our prayer warriors on this week. We want to thank our minister, Joanne Thurman, for that awesome Bible study on Wednesday night. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our Dr. Lauren, who started our week as she brought the word on last Sunday. Amen. We want to just thank God for all the beautiful songs. Thank God for last night's service and everyone that participated in that. Amen. We want to just thank you, thank you, thank you for your service and the Lord's kingdom. Amen. All the words of encouragement. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for your tithes and your offerings. Amen. And your donations, financial donations to the ministry. We want to thank you for that. Amen. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And to God be praised. All of our listening audience who we have not met, amen, we want to hear from you. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for that. Thank God for us going across the airwaves, our media streaming this week. Amen. And so all those millions of households, thank God for that. We just want to thank God. Thank God for the heat. Thank God for the rain. Thank God for life. Thank God. Thank God. Now we're looking forward to the day and whatever else the Lord wants to give us. We are encouraging everyone, whatever you do for this holiday weekend, please be safe. Please be safe. I don't know about you, but I still wear my mask, and I'm going to keep wearing my mask to the Lord tell me not to wear it. Amen. So just amen, saints. Amen. Just go with Jesus. Amen. And fight. Amen. And continue to fight and fight the good fight of faith. Looking forward to next week and whatever next week brings. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor. Amen. Thank God for our Wednesday service. Amen. All the beautiful testimonies. Amen. And thank you for allowing me to serve you all this week. Amen. Every day this week, the Lord has strengthened me to bring a teaching other than Wednesday. I don't have to minister on Wednesday because I usually minister on Wednesday night, so I still minister on Wednesday, but I didn't have to. I got a break on this Wednesday, amen, and so we just want to say thank you for your prayers for me, amen. I feel a lot better, amen, and my body, amen, and I thank you for your prayers. All right, saints, I think that's it for right now, amen. I think that's it, amen, for missing anything. Now, Monday, we will be here 6 in the morning. Amen. We will be here, but there's no altar of prayer on Monday. No altar of prayer on Monday. Amen. Enjoy your holiday, 4th of July, with your family, the true independence. Amen. The independence of our country, and let us, amen, grasp in the independence, amen, and the liberty that Christ has given us, amen, as his dear children. And we bless the Lord. All right, Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth in Jesus' name all this week, all this day. Father God, help us not to lean to our own understanding today. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Grant unto us traveling road mercy as we travel. Cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, even mechanical malfunctions, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would intervene with the bloodshed and the violence going on in our cities and our communities, not just in Philadelphia, but it's happening everywhere. Everywhere, Father. And we're praying for grace and we're praying for mercy on this weekend, Father, that somebody's life will be spared, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. As the church doors are being opened, Father God, we're praying that souls will come running in. We know that some people have become so comfortable, Father God, with this type of platform. They don't want to go back into a building. But, Father God, they don't need to be in a building to be affected by you. They can get saved right with their pajamas on, Father, sitting in the bathroom. That's the beautiful part of our salvation. So, Father God, we pray for souls all around the world, all around the world. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet, and it cannot and it will not be broken. Now, unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Beloved, fight like your life depends on it. Amen. Because it does. Amen. In Jesus' name. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
I got joy in my soul.
Amen and amen. Fight the good fight of faith, beloved. Fight like your life depends on it. Amen. Because it does. Pastor Bradford, signing out. Here tomorrow at 12 o'clock, Lord's willing. Blessings.